A federal judge in California has ordered a nationwide injunction on the separation of migrant children from their parents. The order, issued yesterday, also gives officials a 30-day deadline to reunify families that had already been divided by President Trump's zero-tolerance immigration policy. The president issued an executive order ending that policy last week, but more than 2,000 children remain split from their families. Alan Gomez covers immigration for USA Today. Alan, first tell us what the judge said.
Quite simply, the judge ordered the department to completely stop the practice of separating children, and it created very hard deadlines for the administration to start reunifying these families. They must at least establish contact with their children within 10 days. Children who are five or under must be reunified with their parents within 14 days, and all of these minors have to be reunified with their parents within 30 days. The judge allowed for some children to continue to be separated, but only in extreme cases where the parents or the adults who are traveling with them present some sort of immediate danger to the children. But otherwise, the practice must end, and these families must be reunified within those 30 days.
But this is going to be a logistical challenge for the administration to put all these kids back together with their parents, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, on the one hand, the Department of Health and Human Services, which is responsible for these children, says that they can account for every single one of them. They can find them within a matter of seconds. But as a practical matter, these kids are spread out all over the country. Their parents are spread out all over the country. And really complicating this are a series of court rulings and U.S. laws that limit the amount of time that children can stay in custody. So even if you reunify a parent, let's say, with their child, all of a sudden that starts this 20-day clock that the child can't be in custody longer than 20 days. So in some cases, they might actually have to start releasing some of these families because of this order. So it's going to be hard to get them together in the first hand. And then secondly, making those individual case-by-case determinations about how long they can stay in custody, whether they have to start releasing them, and what comes after that.
So when you look at this court case, when you look at the other decisions, when you look at President Trump's executive order and then his taking back of the executive order, what's happening in Congress, where are we with this at this point, with family separation?
Well, we're no closer to getting a bill passed in Congress. The administration is still insists that there is going to be some form of zero tolerance policy when it comes to prosecuting adults. And I don't think the Trump administration in any way is going to ease up on its immigration enforcement efforts generally. So what's changed is that these separations may be ending, but the overall posture of the Trump administration to really go hard on immigration and continue immigration enforcement in every way that they can imagine, I think, is going to continue. It might be different tactics. They might use different methods to try to deter people from coming to the border. But in practice, I think the only thing that's going to change is that these specific separations are going to come to an end.
It's Alan Gomez of USA Today. Alan, thank you.
Thank you.